In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. And he himself believed in his whole household. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, as I was preparing for this sermon, I kept recalling a story that I heard Archbishop Sheen give of a certain little boy who went to Sunday catechism class and came back, and his father asked him, "What did you learn today?" He says, "Well, I learned that how Moses saved the chosen people from the Egyptians." The father inquired further and asked, "What did you learn?" He goes, "Well, I learned that Moses organized the chosen people to make a pontoon bridge to go across the Red Sea, and they had, they call reinforcements to keep the Egyptians back. And then when the chosen people had gotten over, they called up the airstrike and bombed the Putan bridges and killed the Egyptians." And the father said, "Is that what you learned?" And he said, "Well, no, but you wouldn't believe me if I told you." Today we have a gospel where we're reminded about our faith. Christ rebukes this, not just this man who has a son who is sick, but I think everybody around who was following Christ. And if you just read any part of Scripture, you will find that they were followers of Christ, and most of them were following because of the signs and wonders, but their belief was lacking. And here on this Sunday, we are called to examine our belief, our faith. Some people, they pray with that faith of that ruler. They petition for their needs and wants, but they don't follow it through, nor do they perfect their faith. We get that part of our prayers pretty easy, asking God for this and asking God for that, but we forget the other ends of prayer. The first end of prayer is adoration. That's a token of love from a creature to a creator. Of course, we have our contrition. This usually comes about when we feel guilty, but it's all oftentimes imperfect. And far too often we forget to thank the good Lord, which is the third end of prayer. But that last end of prayer, supplication, we seem to have that one down. And I think our prayers are lacking because our faith may be lacking. C.S. Lewis talks about faith and says faith is a trust in God's work. We don't know all the reasons, nor do we have to know all the reasons. We know that there is one way and that He is the way. But just knowing it isn't faith. Faith has to be a lively faith. We have to follow. We have to do as we say we believe. When we walked into church today and we genuflected, what were our thoughts? I mean, pause for a moment and think. I'm in the presence of Almighty God. That's what I say I believe. How many of us walked in with our own worries or concerns or thoughts and troubles? Or the distractions of who else was in church instead of the most important person in church, Christ. And I was coming to have moments with him. That I'm able to participate in the holy sacrifice of the Mass. And this is where we question ourselves. Too many times we go to Mass and we exist at Mass, but we're called upon to assist at Mass, to pray with the priest, the prayers. We're even asked by the priest at the Orati Fratres to pray that this sacrifice is pleasing to God. But because we don't make those acts of faith here, then when we go back out into the world, well, all we go back out into the world with is our own concerns and thoughts and troubles, because we haven't embraced he who we have the opportunity to take out back into our homes and back into our workplaces and back into the world. But this takes faith. We have to trust in the good Lord. We're studying with the high school in our theology class about faith and how faith is the door which opens up to us the ability to practice all the other virtues. If you don't have faith, you have no ability. Faith is a submission of the higher faculties to things beyond our own possible understanding. Well, we can understand to an extent, but we believe. Why? Why do we believe it? Because he said so. We receive the body, blood, soul, divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ when we come up to the communion rail because he said so. That's faith. When we submit to our petitions to the good Lord, we place them in his hands and we leave them there. When we confess our sins to the good Lord, we place them in his hands and we leave them there and we let him take away our sins as he is wont to do as the Lamb of God. That's faith. And we always show ourselves grateful. And that gratitude comes in the form of making good use of the opportunities given to us. One of my favorite prayers of the Mass is after I have consumed the precious body, the host, before I consume the precious blood. The priest asks himself a question, what return shall I make to the Lord for all that he has done to me? What shall I do? How shall I thank him? I will take the chalice of salvation and I shall call upon the name of the Lord and I shall be saved from my enemies. Faith. I shall make an act of faith. I will believe in what he has said because he has said it. I'm reminded of a little poem which you've heard me say before, or maybe most of you. I say this to myself quite often. The author is unknown, but the poem goes, As little children bring to us their toys for them to mend, I brought my troubles to the Lord because he was my friend. But instead of leaving him to work alone, I hung around and tried to help with ways which were my own. At last, I snatched them back and cried, "How could you be so slow?" "My child," he said, "what could I do? You never did let go." When we pray, we must pray with faith. When we give our petitions to the good Lord, we give our petitions to him and leave them there. Don't think that we know the way that it should be. He does, we don't. So on this 20th Sunday after Pentecost, let us reconfirm our faith in the good Lord, with the good Lord, right here in church, with these sacred mysteries which we are blessed to be a part of. And let us take the good Lord back out into our day. Let his light shine through us so that other people might learn through our faith of their Heavenly Father. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.